Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy are currently on holidays. They'll be back to drive you home January 20. In the meantime, we're looking back at some of our favourite moments of the year. And these are some of the stories Tommy told this year about his dating life.
These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
Because I've had a bit of a breakthrough.
In what aspect of your life?
I'm back.
In the dating world?
You know how I've been blocked from every dating app, right?
Yes.
Because people keep reporting that I'm a fake profile, and so then they just shut me out.
Because they can't believe that Tommy Little would be on Tinder.
Would be so desperate. And then I have to end up sending people messages going, I am this desperate, and it's me, and they block me out. Anyway, producer Annabelle.
Yes.
You have been in touch with one of the dating apps because we wanted to talk to them because they won't verify that I'm me.
Yeah, I have.
So that one is called Hinge, is that correct?
Yep. What's special about Hinge for the people that don't know?
Absolutely.
Just for me, what's
special
about Hinge?
It's a dating app for people who don't want to be on dating apps, Carrie.
So it's just a dating app?
It's just another one.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, so Hinge have actually reinstated my profile.
Oh, great.
But rather than just reinstating it, I didn't realise, they've given me a brand new one. And I can't change the details in the profile.
So they've set it up for you. This is amazing.
So what it has of me is three photos.
Yep.
No name. Blank. The name bit is blank.
So you can put that in?
No. I can't. And the age, which I can't change, is 25. And the height.
Are they taking the piss? Hold on. Are they doing this as a joke or they genuinely think you're 25?
I don't know, mate. I couldn't even get in touch with them. And then height, you'll love this. 5'5". and then despite what it changed, like I set my age preference for women, I set 25 to 40.
Oh, that's why they've said that you're 25, right?
Right, but 25 to 40.
Yep.
Despite that, they keep throwing just 19-year-old people. I mean, yeah, despite me going, no.
I mean, you're not saying no, though, are you?
I absolutely am.
Are you?
Yeah, that's what I've just told you, mate. Why would I lie? And then so this woman sends a message and she goes, 25? ? In the age thing. How is this for how savage dating apps can be, right? I absolutely forgot. So she goes, 25, and then I wrote back, I'm 34, full stop. Somehow everything in my profile reset and I don't know how to change it. So if you're looking for someone that's useless with technology, then I'm your (34-year-old) man. She wrote back, that reply is very 34, so I believe you.
25-year-old's not using brackets or anything.
No, she's also now removed the match, so that's good.
This is Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
So sitting on the couch last night with my housemate and a post popped up on Instagram and my housemate says, who's that? And I said, oh, it was a girl I went out with a couple of times about a year ago. And he goes, oh, give us a look. And so I hand him my phone.
Oh, I'm feeling nervous. Got butterflies in my belly for you already.
I hand him my phone and after about maybe 2 or 3 minutes, he hands my phone back to me. I wasn't feeling nervous at all until my phone buzzed. And I picked it up and I just looked at him and I said, what did you do? And he goes, what do you mean, nothing? And I said, what did you do? And he goes, nothing. And I said, I've just got a message from her. And he says, what do you mean?
The girl whose picture you were looking at.
Yeah, and he said, well, maybe she's just messaging. And I said, I haven't had a message from her in a year. Why do I have a message from her just now when you've just been looking at her Instagram? And he goes, man, I didn't like anything. And her message says,
I didn't like anything, which means he obviously liked something.
Her message simply says, are you stalking me again, Mr. Little? And then it has a screenshot and he hasn't liked the picture, but he's liked one of the comments under the picture.
What does the comment say?
Oh, I don't even know. Just something. I love you more than something. And I panic and I start writing back and I said, what should I say? And I'm halfway through a message and he goes, whatever you do, don't say that you are showing your housemate pictures of her. And so I went, that's exactly what I was writing. He goes, well, don't do that. And so I deleted it and I simply wrote back, the Russians have hacked me. Right? And then
you've just told her on radio that you passed your housemate the phone and show pictures of her.
I figure it's the damage is done because she wrote back, ha ha, right, or did you, are you in your 30s and did your fingers accidentally slip up? And I wrote back.
She's funny.
She's funny. And I wrote back, I don't even have Instagram. And
what?
I panicked because
I'm really
sweating.
Are panicking.
Yeah. I wrote back, I don't even have Instagram. And she wrote back, ha ha ha, did you mean that or was that a terrible mistake? And I wrote back, and this is when I thought I was out of it, I don't make mistokes, full stop.
Oh, mate. Where's the hairdryer when we need it? Can we turn the hairdryer and just drown out the rest of this conversation?
Well, just when you think it can't get worse, because I didn't realise when the photo was from. Writes back, oh, well, glad that you're on board with my profile enough to stalk back to my Bali picture 1 year ago. And it's her in a bikini in Bali a year ago. And all I could write back, I wrote back, the Russians are thorough. And the last message she wrote back was, you're a weirdo. And I wrote back through Google Translate in Russian, have a good night. And now we haven't spoken.
I'll say it again. Your nights are so much different to my nights.
You're not going through Instagram and accidentally liking boys in bikinis
and then pretending
from a
to
year
be
ago.
Hacked by Russians.
These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
I caught up with a mate the other day and she told me something which I think might be a little life hack for single people out there. Or actually, even maybe people in couples. So if you get drunk, what's your favourite thing to eat?
Chips from KFC.
Yeah, something hot and something a bit kind of greasy, right?
Salty, yeah.
Yeah, so good. Well, her penchant is for sausage rolls. Loves a sausage roll, loves sauce.
Oh, yum.
And it was late at night and she got home and she was a bit pissy and she thought, oh, I really can't be bothered going to the servo. Because I'd have to walk to get a sausage roll. And then she goes, oh, I might be able to just Uber knock off two things with one thing. No, Uber Eats. She was like, she didn't want to pay for the Uber Eats thing. And there was a guy she'd been chatting to on Tinder. And so she thought, well, I'm feeling a bit kind of loved up as well. Maybe
I'm feeling hungry in both ways.
Yes, yeah. I'm hungry and thirsty. And so she thought maybe I'll message him and see if he wants to come round. And of course he was like,
I get what's happening here.
He was like, are you kidding? As any guy would be if they get a message at one of them, are you kidding? I'd love to come around. Oh good. And she goes, hey, just one more thing.
I was wondering
I was wondering if you could pick up a sausage roll on the way around here and sauce, please. And he was like, okay, that's fine, sure. And she lives in apartments. And she said the closer and closer he got, the more she just felt like a sausage roll.
I was going to say, there's a way this story can end that is just so fabulous.
So she gets down. He goes, oh, I'm out the front of your apartment. And she walks out the front, opens the security door. He's standing there, sausage roll in hand, grease dripping down his head, excited, frothing, you would say. And she opens the door, gives him a kiss, and he's thinking, can this get any better? She grabs a sausage roll and sauce, backs away, slams the door, and goes back up to her apartment. Oh. And she said, five. I was like, surely, if you're that dude, you go, not only is that fine, it's great. It's a great story. Awesome. You walk away, maybe with your tail between your legs a bit, but what a fun thing to tell your friends. No, you know what happens? She gets up there.
He's ringing the doorbell.
No, it didn't ring the doorbell because doesn't even have the apartment number. So they've so she goes, but gets back upstairs and she's halfway through her sausage roll and her phone beeps and she looks and it's a message from him saying, hey, are you coming back?
This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Time to do some Tinder chat because thank you, Buzzy.
God, what's going up in flames? Or are we by a fire? Is this romantic or is this like blow the whole thing up?
I don't know. Buzz, why did you pick that sound effect?
Tinder.
Tinder.
Tinder. No, that's Timber.
Oh, Timber. Oh, what are the small bits of wood? What?
Kindling.
Oh, I got confused. Sorry, Buzz. I've given
awesome.
You a bum
that
steer
used to be
there.
My job as a kid.
I thought that was Tinder for
I used
some
to have
reason.
To click.
Oh, it is Tinder.
It is, yeah. That's what Tinder is.
Yeah,
that's
okay, great.
The icon's Tinder fire. Great.
Oh, great. Buzzy, we're back on Tinder chat because here we go.
You didn't want to hear more about me collecting kindling as a kid?
Oh, sorry. Had another micro sleep. I got on Tinder, right?
What do you mean you got on Tinder?
I just got on Tinder.
For the first time ever?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You used to be on Tinder, didn't you?
No.
Never?
No.
Why?
Why am I now on it?
No, why were you never on it? You've been on every dating app there is possible and you get locked out of them all.
Yeah, I know.
Why never Tinder?
Well, Tinder's the last one that I haven't been blocked out of, so I'm just on it.
Sure.
And I got a match with someone.
Oh.
And really cute, super cute, right? I've just shown you a picture. Would you say she's real cute?
I wouldn't describe that as real cute.
Sure.
She is next level supermodel.
Stunning.
Yes, stunning.
Yes. Maybe I should have noticed it. How stunning.
Yeah.
Because then I said, hey, and put a wavy thing. And she goes, hi, Tommy. And then she said, catfish, ? Which is, I spend
asking if you're a catfish.
Yes.
Right.
I get the majority of time on this thing getting abused.
Because people think they're not real.
Yes, which is why I've been blocked out of all the other apps. Yeah. Right? And I wrote...
You've been locked out of heaven, as Bruno Mars would say.
Yes, heaven being sleazy dating apps. Okay. My friend's calling and...
in the middle of the break. Do you want to answer it? Shall I say hi? Who is it?
Potato.
Hey, it's Carrie. We're just doing a break, mate.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're live on the air, so no swearing.
Not again?
Yeah, Tommy's just telling us how he's back on Tinder.
I'm not back on. I'm on for the first time.
He's on Tinder.
Oh, no. That's good for everybody.
It's good to have supportive friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah. How do you think he'll go?
Not great.
Okay.
Mostly because I thought he's been kicked off Tinder for a reason, right?
Oh. What reason did you think it was?
No, it's tough to say at this point while I'm live on air. I'll put it in writing.
Okay, you'll lodge a formal complaint. We got to go, mate. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, back to the messages.
Back to the story.
So she said, hi, Tommy, catfish. Mm. And then I wrote back, me or you? ? Laughy face. And they said, look, we can message on something else if it'll feel less catfishy. And she wrote back.
God, I'm so glad I'm not on this. It makes me feel sick.
And she wrote back, I can't. Because I'm a catfish.
That's either really funny.
And I wrote,
she's funny. Is she funny or is she a catfish?
I wrote, oh, damn it, who are you really? And she said, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. And then that was really short-lived because she goes, the name's Sam. Sorry, I'm helping a friend out, but when we saw you, I thought you were a catfish too. And
what do you mean she's helping a friend out? As in she's just set up a fake profile?
This is just what she said, right? And then she said, I prefer to go by the name Catherine Fisher, though. Funny, right?
Funny.
And I wrote, hello,
she's funny. Forget the friend. Why don't you go for her?
I wrote, hello, Miss Fisher. This is fascinating. How is it helping your friend out? And where did you get these photos from? And she said, well, she's dating a guy but thinks he's still on Tinder. So we made this profile and they're searching for him, right?
This is so interesting.
In the answer to where she got the pictures from, she said, I don't know, we found her on Insta. Poor American soul Kim Kardashian lookalike has no idea we're using her photos. And then she said, does anyone even meet anyone good on here? Anyway, it's Catfish City, which is pretty rich from a catfish. And I wrote, ha, that's so great. Are there lots of catfish on here? Oh, God. How many am I chatting to? And she said, probably thousands, to be fair. Sorry to sell you the bad news. So many people doing it. And then a couple of days went by and she just sent me a random emoji. And I said, what's that? And she said, it's me catfishing.
Oh, and then this is the one you're going to marry.
And then she just said, what's on for your Thursday? I said, how's your fishing going? Too much. And now we're just messaging.
Oh, this is how true love begins.
With a catfish.
With a catfish.
These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
I got a message from a friend yesterday who is one half of the Veronica and Lewis show on Triple J. Great show. Not good enough to switch over. Definitely don't listen to them. She said, Tommy, my friend got this pic airdropped to her at City to Surf on the weekend. We're about to talk about it on air.
Hold on. So she's texting you to say her friend got an airdropped picture.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the picture is of me and Hamish after the City to Surf.
Right.
Of course, I didn't listen to the show because we are on air at the same time. But I went back and had a listen. And this is how it started with them talking about it.
Yeah, your friend finished City to Surf in Sydney. We were sitting around afterwards, got sent a random airdrop, like a Bluetooth message thing.
Yeah.
And opened it. And it was from a certain celebrity comedian.
I don't know why they got nervous to mention my name there, because I think it's Triple J and they get nervous to mention any kind of anyone or any brand.
Or is the picture really naughty or something?
Well, I'll show you it in a minute.
Okay.
But eventually they gave up on that, not mentioning my name, and they just said it. But here, listen to a detail which I want to talk about afterwards. It comes right at the end.
Okay.
Tommy Little, Tommy Little airdrops a pic to my friend of himself having just finished The City to Surf. And she was like, what's all this about? Is he just playing a game with me? Is he having a bit of fun? Does he want me to return fire? Or is he trying to have a crack?
Now, what I did was I turned on, so I was sitting with Hamish and he wanted me to airdrop him the picture of us together. And so I opened airdrop and I just looked for whoever's airdrop was on and I sent it to all of them. Because I'm just like, oh, well.
If you're a friendly guy.
Yep, and I think it's funny. And if you look at who accepts.
Gosh, it could be dangerous, couldn't it?
Well, I do it whenever anyone's airdrop is open. I will send them.
Send them whatever you're going to send the person you want to send it to.
Yeah.
People don't want your spam.
Well, they can not accept. It's fine, but I find it funny looking around because people often look up and look to see who they're doing. And so it's like this
a little meerkat.
It's like this little game of whack-a-mole, yeah, because they all go, oh, hello. And so I find it funny, right?
Okay, so obviously her friend, you did this to, not knowing who it was. You just
had no idea.
It to
I just did it to everyone in the cafe whose airdrop was on.
Once again, can I ask what the picture was?
So here is the picture. So it's just me and Hamish smiling with our medals on.
Oh, yeah, offensive.
It's never anything offensive.
Oh, okay, good.
It's always just like a picture, you know, like that, a smile on your face or something. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. But when she said at the end.
Were you trying to have a crack?
Yeah. I thought, well, it's such a weird way to do it. Because
it's a pretty clever way to do it, though.
But you have no information. Like, there's no way to know which person in the cafe. So it's
a
pretty.
But usually, if it says Jeremy's iPhone versus Carrie's iPhone.
Right.
Are you sending it to Jeremy?
But it's a cafe full of. You got to think, this is. A race that has 85,000 people, and this was the closest cafe, so the joint's packed.
Right.
And so I'm just going.
Well, it'd be someone very close to you.
That's
if they had their airdrop on.
I thought it's pretty indiscriminate if it is trying to pick up. It's just a random scattergun approach. But if she thought that I was having a crack, I thought, am I missing out on something? Is this a way to pick up people?
This is. You know how you keep getting locked out of all your dating apps?
Are you thinking I'm going to get locked out of airdrop?
No, this is the new way forward for you.
Just airdropping photos
of
myself that I've taken, obviously with portrait mode on. And then they'll get it.
Keep
them
nice, though. You don't want to start being a creep.
What do you mean, mate?
You know what I mean.
Why do you have to? Why, whenever I bring up nice things?
Because I know you very well.
Why, whenever I bring up nice things, do you
I'm not. I'm all for it. I'm just saying, just keep little nice selfies.
What else would I be sending?
I don't know. You tell me. The reason you get locked out of accounts.
Mate, that's not for that.
Is it not?
No, it's because people report me as being a fake profile.
Sure.
I have never.
So what do we want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. I'm upset now.
Tommy wants to know if it's a thing. Can you pick up by airdropping someone?
Have you picked up?
Is that what you want to talk about?
Hey.
Have you picked up? Not you. I'm asking Australia. Is that what we're looking for? This is your phoner, mate.
Yeah,
he's looking at you blankly.
I know. I'm looking at you blankly. I'm confused what we're doing here.
Well, Carrie accused me of something I didn't do.
I just said what we're doing.
She made it sound dirty. I had a fun little innocent photo.
Oh, mate, I don't make things dirty. You do.
You just
everything
did.
Everything we talk about, you make dirty.
That's not true.
All right, we're gonna argue about this more in the ad break. But if you've got a story, 131060, is this a thing? Have you picked up using AirDrop? Do you know someone who has? Is it a thing? Give us a call.
Great stuff, buddy.
This is Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
On 131060, we're asking the question, is it okay to airdrop someone in an attempt to pick up?
No. We're asking, is it a thing?
Is it a thing?
Yeah, because
excuse poor Buzz, because you shut down at the end of that break.
Because you started insinuating that I was sending lewd photos.
No,
when
I didn't
all I was
say
doing
you were, I just
was
said,
a photo of me and Hamish
sure.
with our City to Surf
and
medals on.
I was just making sure in the future that's the only photo you send.
What?
That's all I was doing.
That exact photo.
Yeah, to everybody, you and Hamish.
The only photo I'm allowed to send to anybody.
Yeah, people
is
think
me and
you're a couple, and as I said to you, very gorgeous couple.
But someone asked, was it me trying to pick them up? And I thought, I was like, it seemed so ridiculous. But then I was like, maybe that's a thing. Jess from Bright, is airdropping photos to pick people up a thing?
Oh, totally. This was a thing like 10 years ago.
Damn, I'm late. I'm late to the party, Jess. So
so late to the party.
I only airdropped someone for the first time on Friday. I've never airdropped anybody in. I didn't even know you could do such a thing.
It better have been that photo of me and Hamish with our medals on.
No, it was such a boring image.
Was it?
It was really nothing sexy at all.
Jess, have you done this before?
Yeah, so about 10 years ago when it was, like, real busy in the summer, we used to have, like, heaps of people around in Bright, and my girlfriend and I used to just, like, put a photo, like, obviously we'd Bluetooth it to someone with our number at the bottom, and we used to pick up all the time.
Good on you, Jess. You're fun. did it work?
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah.
Oh, Indy, is this a thing in your world?
Pardon?
Is this a thing in your world?
Yeah, I was at the beach once and there's this really cute guy behind me, and this was like 5-6 years ago, so it was when Bluetooth was like a big thing. And I just like searched, sent a selfie of myself saying hey. and yeah, he replied.
And did you like date?
So we didn't end up dating. He ended up dating my friend. But we became really good friends and we're still friends now. But he done the whole look up and look around thing, like you said.
Yeah. Like a little
meerkat. And I, like, done a little awkward wave.
This has been a really informative chat. I mean, we've discovered how old we are.
We're so
this has
late
been
to
a
Bluetooth.
Thing for, like, decades.
Yeah. It's like we've gone, still done it now. Don't people just send photos on Messenger? Isn't that easier now?
What do you mean?
No offense.
No offense.
But how am I meant to find people?
Surely you'd have Hamish on Messenger, wouldn't he be your friend?
Oh, yeah. No, but I want to send it to randoms.
Yeah, for randoms it's better. You can't really message people.
Okay, good.
Unless you're like a crazy Indian man in people's inbox.
I mean, I could be. You never know. These callers have been so wild. Cornelia, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm living the dream. Has this happened to you or have you done it?
No, it happened to my boyfriend on a plane about a year or so ago.
Mm, so what happened? Did someone send him a selfie or something?
Yeah, got a photo of bare feet, like painted nails and all.
Oh, God.
That was it, though.
Bare feet on a plane?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. Don't you think?
I mean, it's certainly the source of the smell.
Yeah. And so was he your boyfriend at the time?
Yeah. Well, he showed me and I was just like, oh, well, accept it, because you got to accept it.
You were sitting next to him on the plane?
Yeah. And then a photo came through of feet.
And so then did you go up and down the aisle looking for the...
Feet?
Yeah. or the man?
We were like, it was just a bit weird.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Did you send any photos back?
No.
Well, do you think, I know sometimes in radio you are meant to finish on a peak.
I feel like that was about a few minutes ago.
Yeah, sometimes you peak and then you just kind of fizzle out, don't you?
These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.